because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Jesus spoke in John, I came that they may have life and may have it abundant. Let's look back at John 10:10. Jesus gives life, and our time spent here is to help and love each other. This is most certainly true. No Christian wants to see someone cast into a lake of eternal fire. For this purpose, as the book of Hebrews 10:25 states, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. The Lord has commanded us to strongly encourage or urge one another to support, cherish, and love as we assemble together. Far too many who are claiming salvation are failing. How can we say we love when we're not assembling together? We do not hear one another's prayer request. We do not know their troubles. We are failing to witness and share our own testimonies of the greatness of God. We fail to use our talents and our gifts. We are not supporting the church financially. Ask yourself this, where would the world be without the church body? For there is no respect of persons. What is required of me is required of you. A scribe had come and asked Jesus, which is the first great commandment of all? And Jesus answered, the first commandment is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. My friends, people are dying lost. Where is our love? People are suffering needlessly. Where is our love? People are in need of healing. Where is our love? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Friend, where is your love? This is Pastor Jim Rowland of Light of the World Church and LWCC in Williamsburg, Kentucky. May God bless you.